This is JIS News. Coming up, Health Ministry to strengthen pediatric oncology program. Over 30 JUTC buses assigned to transport patrons to Denby, and NEPA taking zero-tolerance approach to breaches of the Wildlife Protection Act. The details after the break. Stay with us.
The blood bank is always in need of blood. Give generously. The blood you give today may save your life tomorrow.
Now the news. The Ministry of Health is taking steps to strengthen the country's pediatric oncology program. Portfolio Minister Dr. Fenton Ferguson says a memorandum of understanding is to be signed with Columbia University in the United States in this regard. Dr. Ferguson adds that a similar arrangement is currently in place with Sick Kids Canada to strengthen the delivery of care, including cancer care to children. He says these are among the measures being taken to improve cancer care in Jamaica generally. The Health Minister is reminding that as part of this effort, two linear accelerators are being procured to provide radiation treatment for cancer patients. Dr. Ferguson was speaking at the dedication ceremony for a new mammography unit at the Jamaica Cancer Society. The unit was acquired as part of measures to improve detection and treatment of breast cancer. Over 30 Jamaica Urban Transit Company JUTC buses will be available to transport patrons to and from the Denby Agricultural, Industrial and Food Show in Maypin, Clarendon. The Denby Agricultural, Industrial and Food Show will be staged Friday, August 1 to Sunday, August 3. President of the Jamaica Agricultural Society, JAS, Senator Norman Grant, says 10 buses will be assigned to each pickup point with destination signs displayed.
The official transport for Denby 2040 is going to be JUTC. They will also transport our overseas delegates, and they will transport the Governor General, and we will have JUTC leaving from Halfway Tree Transport Center, Spanish Town, Portmore. 30 JUTC buses will be commissioned at Denby. The charge to Denby will be $1,000 per person to travel to and from Denby.
Senator Grant was speaking at a recent JIS think tank session. Pickup points are Halfway Tree Transport Center, 8 a.m. and 11 a.m., Portmore Mall Lay-By, 9 a.m. and 12 p.m., and the JUTC bus park in Spanish Town, 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. The return journey will see the buses departing Denby at 7 p.m. and 11 p.m. daily. The National Environment and Planning Agency, NEPA, will be taking a zero-tolerance approach to those who breached the Wildlife Protection Act during the upcoming game bird hunting season. The 2014 game bird hunting season will run from August 16 to September 21. Enforcement and Compliance Manager at NEPA, Richard Nelson, is urging persons who will be participating in the bird hunting season to comply with the laws that govern the sport or face prosecution.
It will be a zero tolerance to game reserves. Hunting without a license or a permit, again, is a zero tolerance. You are required to have it on you while you're hunting. I mean, if you have it in your vehicle, and you can easily fetch it when requested, so we have no problem. But you can't be out in the field hunting, and it is somewhere back in Kingston. That sort of stuff. That is your permit to say you are a valid hunter to be out during the season.
Mr. Nelson was speaking at a hunters forum in Kingston Wednesday. And Minister of Youth and Culture Lisa Hanna is calling on citizens, especially parents, to focus on the abilities of children with disabilities instead of their physical or intellectual impairment. She says discrimination and stigma has serious negative effects on children with disabilities.
And they don't suffer burden on the sense that their disabilities give them the burden. They suffer burden because of how society views them. And so they carry the stigma and an unfortunate detachment because they feel that people don't want to play with them, that people see them differently. And so it is for all of us not to see them differently and to have the courage to embrace them, no matter how they look, no matter how they speak.
Minister Hanna was addressing the valedictory service for 25 students who graduated from the Ministry of Labour and Social Security's Early Stimulation Programme in Kingston Wednesday. The Early Stimulation Programme, an extension of the Jamaica Council for Persons with Disabilities, is an assessment and early intervention programme for children with disabilities from birth to 6 years. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.